Yeah.
Yeah, go to home.
It's a new law.
This is stuff from the home committee to do this stuff.
Okay. Next item.
Item number 22 from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting a passive review 2014 purchase of service contract in an amount not to exceed $210,000 between the Milwaukee County Department of Health and Human Services, Delinquency and Court Services Division, and Wisconsin Community Services, Inc. for evening report center program activities commencing May 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2014. This item is passive review and informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chair, this is another community-based alternative program that we'd like to put in place versus detention, and this is an evening reporting center where kids are able to go to school during the day and then are required to go to this evening reporting center where there's different programming and activities for them to engage in, ultimately with the goal of helping them engage in productive activities during the evening hours. So this is just another community-based alternative to detention, and we would request your approval.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, so that all supervisors may know of this, if we take no action on this, it will not go to the board. I would prefer to move to adopt. So there's no action. So at least we've been informed. I know Mr. Wanton took the time to make sure that information got to this committee.
Yep.
And I see no resolution, so.
Well, it would only go to the full board if we rejected it.
Yes.
So it works.
Okay. No action.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Mann.
I have a question about procedure. If this information, if the home committee wanted to have this as an information item, could it go to that committee? Because right here, you're really not going into detail about it. You're actually just looking at it, okay, fine, and giving you a brief over summary. But as we go to the committee, at least they can have a good understanding. Because here you have all these different items, and you're looking at it, and the directors are giving you what you're asking for, a summary, but you're not really getting in detail to see what it's all about. And well, if that committee have a rejection, then they could come here and say, we have a rejection about that item and this not passes.
I think the chairwoman could have issued a dual referral.
Okay.
But any action that the committee would take would, you know, not be binding on
correct
anybody.
But that committee could come here and say, this is right, my our concerns.
Mr. Chair, in the past, passive review items, similar files, almost the text would be the same, but they're submitted to the home committee as informational only reports, and then the passive review items are entered as separate file numbers.
There you go. All right, thank you.
So we could have submitted to the home committee.
You could have, yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't make that decision. Yeah, I think you're worthy.
And it came late.
Supervisor Lipson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just looking at the similarities between item 21 and 22, I want to know whether it's a happy coincidence or administrative convenience that it was broken up so that they would become passive review items.
Mr. Chair, no. I mean, they are two different community-based alternatives, so there are two programs. Each of these were RFP'd and went through a competitive process. They each were awarded to WCS, and so they're two different programs that meet two different purposes, and so that's why we're bringing them before you. It's important for us to move forward with these programs where we based our budget based on the fact that we're going to have less people in our detention facilities and more kids in the community through these really evidence-based community alternatives. So, yeah, these are different programs, meet different purposes, and different kids would be in each of those programs. We have a validated risk assessment tool that will help guide decisions on where kids are going to go. So based on that validated evidence-based tool, that will inform both our staff and also the judges would ultimately make these decisions on where to place kids. And these are different alternatives. And we have some already, and we'll continue to build more as we continue to learn the best programs that are out there that we know provide evidence and getting the best outcomes for our kids.
When will we see when will those results start to show up? I mean, this one runs through December. Will we have those results in time for the next contract renewal? Or?
Sure. Mr. Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, we also, in addition to the detention reforms, we're going through a very robust program evaluation process with all of our contracted agencies. So we're in the midst of doing that now with our current providers. We will extend that to this program. I can't tell you exactly when we'll have, you know, we need some time and experience with the program to let you know if it's working or not. But certainly we will do that. In fact, that's a big priority for us moving forward, that we want to do heavy program evaluation to ensure that the programs we have are producing the right outcomes for the kids that we're serving. If they're not, we will eliminate those programs and expand the programs that are working. So to answer your question, yes, on an ongoing basis, we will have information that will articulate which programs are working and which are not.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo and Supervisor Ramos.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, you do have benchmarks, correct, about different programs that you want to see your outcomes? So when will you give the information to the parent committee about these different programs?
Sure.
Since you're coming forth with a contract, we would like to know exactly how this is working, how it's benefiting the county, how it's benefiting the people.
Yeah.
We need some reporting mechanism back to the committee, not this committee, because the committee only do finance. I mean, do the contract. Where's the outcomes?
Sure. Yeah, we do that on an ongoing basis, and we also do it through our performance measures in the budget. So this is something that we track, and we can provide this committee and the county board with information. I mean, it's something that's very important to us, and we can provide this information to this body.
I'm not talking about doing the budget process. I'm talking about prior to the budget process, that you need to have information to the parent committee so they can ask these questions.
Sure.
Because I think these outcomes will be very beneficial to
yep.
people you need to know about.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, absolutely, we'll share that information with you once we have it.
Okay. Supervisor Ramos.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We actually did just get a report from Director Colon regarding one of these programs, and we get quarterly reports, which for me just kind of makes me question more why you wouldn't want at least these items on the health and human needs agenda. Even as information, so that the committee can review it, see what type of effort and what type of money is being put into these programs. So then when the review comes back, because to be honest, the last review that we got, because the program's pretty new, and by the way, several members of this committee went to bat so that program could be a reality. I mean, and when I say went to bat, we went to Madison in snowstorms and everything so that we could create this program. And now we're not worthy of the review of these items. I find particularly hurtful. But I would think that it would be in your best interest to present this to the committee again so that people can see. Because, again, the last report that we received from Mr. Colon, because the program is so new, there was not the type of outcomes that you would hope for. And so, and again, it's because it's new, not because I don't believe it's not working, not because I don't believe there's a lot of effort being put into it and the programming's not there. I think all of that all of that is in place, and I do believe that the program will be successful. Obviously, otherwise they wouldn't have gone to bat for it. However, at this point in time, it just the out, the outcomes aren't there because it is so new and because we've only had so many young men go through the program at this point. So, again, I would think that it'd be who of the powers that be to want to have this reviewed by the home committee so that we're able to say, yes, you know, this, there's a lot of effort being put behind this program. Thank you.
Well, I think as Supervisor Johnson reminded me, this item came in kind of late. It seems like it came in, this is the one you came into agenda setting and wanted to schedule?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got it last week, so we sort of missed the rotation for you on this one.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bones.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to ask several questions about this item. One, was there a RFP, or what was the selection process like in finding the vendor?
Sure. Mr. Chair, Supervisor Bowen, there was an RFP, and in this case, there was only one that submitted a proposal, and it was WCS. But generally speaking, we have a panel, objective criteria, and through that panel process and through that objective process is where we select a vendor for the program. But in this case, for this particular proposal, there was just one submitted by WCS.
Gotcha. And WCS does good work. I do respect a lot of the work that they do for the county. They're very intermingled in the number of services that we provide. Also, I just try to make sure that we are doing our best to provide opportunity for other vendors, especially smaller vendors as well.
Absolutely.
And the second question was the location. I am a member of the JBAI, Intention Alternatives, that steering committee, but looking at the location of the actual center and where that will be.
Yep.
Do you have information on that yet or not?
You know, Mr. Chair, Supervisor Bowen, I know that's not in this report. I think it's going to be at the facility on Wisconsin Avenue there on 35th. But I can confirm that and get that information for you once I confirm with Tom.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to confirm that information as well. And is there the feasibility of other organizations in the community working with WCS and engaging these young people as well?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Bowen, absolutely. We have a network of providers that are working with us on these different community-based alternatives. There's a wide range of organizations, and so to the extent that we coordinate with one another, I think there's good opportunities for that. And also, like at WCS wanted, this award goes specifically to WCS, but there was if there was a partner that came along that could provide some value in a partnership, I'm sure WCS, I can't speak for them, but they may want to consider that.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to clarify those items.
Anything further? If not, does anyone want to take any action on this? If not, then it's gone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee.